face of my conscience.
January 14th.
Come to understand
2023. Clear it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. It's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, here in the NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodora Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. Happy Saturday morning, everybody. And in case you haven't been paying attention, is it 38th or 39th?
38th.
The 38th offering of Waukesha's Winter Jamboree, Wisconsin's premier winter festival, kicked off last night, and here to talk about the rest of this 10-day festival of winter wonderness. Is that a word?
Almost.
Please welcome Joanna Adamicki, Special Event Coordinator for the City of Waukesha's Park, Recreation, and Forestry. Good morning, Joanna.
Good
How are
morning.
You?
I'm doing great. That's quite a mouthful, isn't it?
It sure is, but you know, it needs to all be spelled out because, one, I'm a huge fan of our Parks and Rec.
Thank you.
And let's see, I've had Mike Talaska on in the spring to talk about trees.
Nice.
And I had Mary Berg on to talk about all the great programs that you put on seasonally.
Right.
So, and one of these days we're going to get Ron Grawl on just to give him a hard time.
No, there you go.
No, Ron's great. And now we're really honored to have you.
Thank you.
As a former alderman, I had the opportunity to really see firsthand how you make the magic happen in your role. I saw during 4th of July 2020, during COVID, you had the difficult task of doing a reverse parade, which historically has probably never been done before.
Correct.
And you pulled that off. That was not an easy thing to do. I also had the privilege of volunteering for when we had the Vietnam Veterans Moving Memorial here 2 years ago, I believe that was 2021.
Yes.
And that was just amazing. That was very special. It was Memorial Day weekend. It was very, you did a great job.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
The way you organized the volunteers, the entire presentation, it was just for being able to volunteer in something that really means a lot to me. It's something I still, I won't forget. I'll never forget. And I tell everyone I know about it. And so our city, our Parks and Rec, we put on a lot of great events. And, of course, I don't know, does it get any better than Winter Jamboree?
Well, Winter Jamboree, Waukesha Jamboree, is one of our marquee events. It's been around for 38 years. I think it's one of the longest standing winter events in the state of Wisconsin. So we have lots and lots of people, not just me, that put together the event. And it's a lot of work, but it's truly a labor of love. Everyone really works hard. It's been very evident as we opened up Jamboree yesterday how hard people were working, from trying to get the ice rink to go to saving snow from our last snowstorm about a week and a half ago.
Sure.
Just lots of little extra efforts to make sure that we could pull this off.
Sure. And you did a great job considering we don't have any snow.
No, it's crazy warm for January.
I was
hopeful when I saw the Farmer's Almanac saying it was going to be cold and snowy, but I don't know what happened to that page. It must have been gone.
You know, in more than any meteorologist, Farmer's Almanac, as I understand, is still the most consistent forecast you can get for the weather.
Well, and if you look, January across the country is warmer than normal. So we're doing the best we can.
Yep.
Jamboree has kind of tried to be a little foolproof with both indoor and outdoor activities, and we've been lucky to be able to pivot. So there's still lots of things for people to get out and enjoy.
No doubt. So for those who missed last night, can we do a walkthrough of what opening day was like?
So we started really early in the morning with lots of promotional coverage on Jamboree, and then headed into the afternoon with some other live broadcasts. We had our snow sculptors there. They are, I was really lucky to find them. They are national champion sculptors that live in Waukesha County. And they're actually going to the International Snow Sculpting Competition next weekend. So we were lucky enough.
Where's that?
In Minnesota. No, yeah, right. It might feel like Phoenix, sure, but no, sure. They're in Minnesota. And okay. They sculpted for us last night. Our theme for Jamboree was Call of the Wild. So
yep.
They did.
Great book, by the way.
Yeah, they did the sled dogs and a little woodsy scene. We had ice carvers out there carving 3,000 pounds of ice. So that was a lot of fun to watch. And then, of course, our beer garden and DJ and fireworks. And then we actually had a survival skills camp for the kids, too. So they were panning for gold and
neat.
Doing a scavenger hunt with a compass and building winter shelters. So, yeah, lots of fun.
Building winter shelters.
Yes.
Wow.
They took a tree, limbs off a tree, and built a shelter with the kids and showed them how to do that in the winter.
That's really neat. And did that take place at Lowell Park yesterday?
Yes, everything was at Lowell just last night. And then in addition to that, we had the glow walk down at Frame Park.
That's right.
So, yeah, kids got to walk around with their glow sticks and encounter some lights along the way.
Yeah. And what I like is we were there for the beer garden and the fireworks last night. Although we also enjoyed the ice sculptures. And we walked around.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I, We shared a beer. We had a beer with Mayor Riley and Alderman Steve Johnson, who's on the Parks Commission and he's played a big role in Jamboree. I remember
Absolutely.
My time on the council. He always did a great job promoting Jamboree.
Yes. So. Alderman Johnson is a phenomenal volunteer. Along with the mayor, they support so many of our activities, and they're got their sleeves rolled up, and they're helping.
And so, yeah, John, this is my... I guess you'd say my first anniversary with Walk Radio and with my show This Week in Waukesha.
Well, congratulations on that.
Obviously not the exact day, but on this, I guess, second Saturday, if you will, my first guest was Mayor Sean Riley, and he was here to talk about Jamboree, and he was in his flannel because that was the theme, I think, for that day. And then following Mayor Riley was Waukesha South basketball coach Bo Richter. Mm-hmm. And we now broadcast the South basketball games. So we'll be back on the air Wednesday. They have an earlier game, 6:00, against another non-conference game against Marshall. And I just want to congratulate them because they had a huge win. They have, the toughest non-conference schedule.
Mm.
It's like they're playing the NBA. Now, they play some really amazing teams, and they played a really tough Sussex Hamilton team and won. And it was one of the most exciting games ever. So congrats to Coach Richter. 73-68, I believe, was the final score. So, anyway, back to Jamboree, because I digress. But... usually, I've lived in a lot of different cities in my life, a lot of towns, and they'll put on these events, and you might get 50 people show up. But I was there last night, and the tent was packed, and the park was packed. Cars parked out. People lined up on the other side of the park for better viewing for the fireworks.
Right.
And so it's just so great to see. And I'm sure all the other events, like the Glow Walk, I'm sure was well attended.
Yes, several hundred people at the Glow Walk. And then
some of these events sell out if you don't sign up in time.
Yes. Well, and some of those things we've done post-COVID in order to be able to control, how many people are around. And we just don't want people to be disappointed and show up to something and we just can't accommodate them because too many. So,
but you did that more last night.
Yes.
Yeah. The only thing that didn't cooperate was the weather.
The weather has not been cooperative. We're doing our darndest to make her cooperate.
Yeah.
But mentioned to you, the snow, we would not have had snow. We were saying we had the only snow in southeastern Wisconsin last night because our crew was able to save it for our snow carvers.
I saw that on LinkedIn, too. Yeah.
It was good.
So I'm glad we got to do this recap of yesterday. So anyone listening, mark your calendars for next year because those opening night ceremonies are fun, as well as all of the events, especially if you have children or if the child in you still lives.
That's right.
So don't miss opening night next year. What's going on today and tomorrow?
So today we will have our beer garden at Lowell Park again. And with our theme, Call of the Wild, we'll be mimicking the northern lights over Lowell Park. So
we've got
a laser light show coming in, and it's at the top of the hour at 6, 7, and 8. And those will be shows set to music. But about 15 minutes before the show, you'll see the sky over Lowell Park starting to turn into the aurora borealis or the northern lights.
Very neat.
So it'll go from dim to bright and be a really cool experience out there.
Sounds great. So
that's a Saturday, but that's just at Lowell Park. But we've got lots of other things happening. There's a make and play workshop. Geocaching is starting this morning. We get people coming here from Illinois to participate. That's a national event. You scavenger hunt with your phone. Ice bocce is happening. There are things happening at the planetarium. Just lots of different activities that people can get out and enjoy.
Okay.
All weekend and then through the week.
That sounds great. I love it.
Yeah.
And now, Jamboree was started 38 years ago.
Yes.
During the 80s by a bunch of women mothers that were concerned that their kids or families weren't spending enough time outside in the winter and enjoying winter life here in Wisconsin,
yes.
which, believe it or not, you can do in spite of how low the temperatures get. And so what started as a serious mission has now become a big part of the Waukesha fabric.
Yes. The ladies put that event together initially just to get people outdoors because can you lock up and sit at home for 3 months? I mean, we're living here. You might as well get out and enjoy. So,
no doubt.
They put that together, and it's expanded. We started with 3 days, and we're cramming in 30 activities into 3 days. And now we're up to over 40 in 10 days.
Sure.
And we did that so people could really get out and experience more.
Right.
And then hopefully the weather cooperates.
Well, that's what you mentioned, too, is you may be able to reschedule some of these things that were postponed because of the weather.
Well, some of them are really, our schedule is so full, it's hard to, you know, reschedule within the Jamboree. But there are so many opportunities to do other things if something doesn't happen. So
that sounds great.
Yeah.
So now we have a minute before the first break, but I want to let everyone know I've got two major announcements today, one that impacts small businesses in Waukesha and what our parent company, Civic Media, has a really special offer. The other is a major announcement I heard at 5 o'clock last night that involves Waukesha North and South Athletics. So stick around. And, of course, our big focus here is Jamboree with Joanna Edemicki for Parks and Rec. So don't go away. More to cover here this morning here on This Week in Waukesha.
Talk about it. Give it up.
Children drunk lemonade, and the morning lasted all day, all day. And through an open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away.
Dream Academy from 1985, Life in a Northern Town. I was struggling to find some good winter songs, and so this one came into the mix. And I did grow up in Waukesha, but I grew up in a northern town, which for me was a winter wonderland in Western New York.
Very much so these days.
Yeah, oh gosh. But I had friends that looked forward to the winter because they were avid skiers, and we had some good, you know, the Allegheny Mountains were less than an hour away.
It's...
We had fun sledding, ice. We had a pond in our town, street hockey, sons of, you know, building igloos, all those things. When there was a blizzard, that was a good thing because you knew you had enough snow that you could build a rink. And so, you know, snowball fights, all the things. We loved being outside in the winter. When I first came to this side of the Great Lakes, you know, I was in Chicago for like, I don't know, close to 20 years and then came to Waukesha. And I didn't know what real cold was. Until I stepped outside like I said, in these parts, and like you could have a day like today where there isn't a flake of snow on the ground, and you're like, wow, it's just a really, that cold really eats right through you. And so I know Wisconsin outdoor sports are more like ice fishing and snowmobiling. And because I remember when I was, you know, when we first moved to Waukesha 10 years ago, I'd have the kids out in the street playing street hockey, and it'd be like Wayne's World. We'd move the goals, you know, game on, game off, you know, the cars go by. But a lot of the neighbors looked at us like we were like from another country. Yeah, like we were like, what are these people doing? You know? So, but I'm glad we have Jamboree because it invites people to really experience outdoor, you know, the wonder of winter.
Absolutely. And it really, regardless of the weather, it's interesting to see where people gravitate. So yes, it's warmer than normal right now. We don't have the snow to have fun in, but you'll see the beer garden full, or when the ice sculpture competition takes place next weekend, I expect the downtown to be very full because people with, especially younger kids, it's a little easier to get out and maneuver around when you don't have those bone-chilling January temperatures.
Right, right.
So the Jamboree has gone through everything from minus 30 degree wind chill temperatures to 40 degrees. And sometimes we'll get a 25 degree swing in a weekend. So we've just learned to pivot and make sure we've got activities that people can still get out and have fun.
Right. So now, because you've been in this role for, is it like 6 years now? Did I get that right? 10 years, 10 months.
Yes.
That's okay. I saw your LinkedIn profile.
Oh, okay.
But this isn't, you've been involved with Jamboree longer than that, you said, like probably close to 25 years, correct?
Yes, yes. Before working for the city, I did a contract with the city to help promote the Jamboree.
Okay.
In my previous career, I worked for WTMJ, Journal Broadcast Group at that time. And
that's how you know Jane Matnier, who works on Kristen Bride's show, As Goes Wisconsin, right?
Yes, so, I've met Jane.
Lucky on her show, too.
Oh, nice. So the station at that time was the media sponsor for Jamboree.
Okay.
And now we are with CBS 58 as our media sponsor.
Nice. I saw that, yeah. So along with WM, which is great.
Yes.
So having one of our big contractors also being a partner.
Right.
I think it's huge.
Absolutely.
So,
they are our presenting sponsor for the events and great supporters of Jamboree.
Terrific. So now I was mentioning hockey earlier. Are there any hockey-related activities in this year's Jamboree?
So if we had ice, I would say absolutely yes. We do have a beautiful ice rink
to
freeze.
Yeah, did such great work on it.
The guys have worked really hard to get lights under there. It's really beautiful, but Mother Nature has to cooperate just a little bit more to make it solid. No.
Okay.
But we did have an event scheduled for today with the Wisconsin Adaptive Sports Association. They were going to come out and show us, do a sled hockey demonstration and then let people try it. So we'll have to shoot to try that next year, but the ice just is not solid enough for that.
Sure. Okay. Do you envision street hockey possibly in future Jamborees?
You know, every year we look at new activities and we change the theme every year. So it's always a possibility of doing something like that.
Sure.
There used to be ice skating and hockey out on the Fox River during Jamboree.
That's right.
In
the mayor
early
and I were talking
days.
About that last year. Yeah.
Yeah, so. But it just doesn't freeze over like it used to, so not an option now.
Yep, not an option. Oh, that's funny. So, hey, this would be a good time for me. I just want to take a quick pause because before my wife and I left for Jamboree last night, we received some very good news. And Waukesha South's athletic director, Dan Schreier, sent me a text that led to a Twitter that led to this article in WSN from Travis Wilson, who covers high school football for WSN. The title of the article is WIAA Conference Realignment Offers Modified Proposals. Now, as many of you know, Waukesha South parents, and to some degree Waukesha North, have been lobbying to get the two schools out of the Classic 8 for football, where we don't, but let's just not, you know, kids are getting hurt and we're not well-matched. We're smaller schools going against these very big schools with very robust programs. And The task force and realignment for WIAA, they put out a proposal of recommendations in December that didn't touch the Classic 8, which upset a lot of North and South families. But there is an appeal process, and this past Thursday, we had all these people coming in. Anyway, they came up with a counter proposal or some amendments, and what that included was moving North and South out of the Classic 8 and into the Parkland. Now, that's pending approval by their control board, I think is what it's called, on March 7th. So pay attention. We'll be talking more about that in future shows. But congrats to everybody that's been involved in this effort. His part of the screen blocked with my announcement, but just I want to do a quick recap. Is that as of now, the WIAA's task force and realignment has recommended, they made a lot of recommendations because there were at least 43 schools that are part of this appeal process, including Waukesha South and North. And one of the decisions is to move North and South football out of the Classic 8 and into the Parkland. And we couldn't be happier because it's just, it's a more level playing field for our young men who play football. And so for health, safety, fairness, a big win to all the parents. And, you know, thanks to James Santel, whose show Morning Cannolis is next. He came on my show and weighed in on this. Kristen Bry had some of our parents on her show on ASCO's Wisconsin to raise greater awareness. And so now this is all pending approval by the what's called the Board of Control on March 7th. So the, shall we say, the, you know, it's not quite over yet, but we really like the direction this is going, and very grateful for those involved in the WIA for listening and for what a lot of people appear to be very favorable towards the efforts of the WIA in this. And so we hope that this continues and that this becomes a done deal for Waukesha South and North football. So now back to Jamboree and our guest, Joanna Adamicki, special event coordinator with Parks and Rec, who's been involved with Jamboree longer than she's been with working for our city, 25 years. But in the last 10 years, 10 months, has done an amazing job with the events that the city puts on. And of course, the big diamond of the granddaddy of them all is the Jamboree.
Right.
So
Jamboree's been around for so long, and events have really evolved. I always love to hear from people who experienced the Jamboree
right
30 years ago, 35 years ago, and what activities they enjoy. And there's always the snow sculptures. I guess there was a really big one out in front of the library that people seem to like. The penguin egg hunt is another favorite that people enjoy. So, and it's cool to see all the Facebook posts of people who are no longer in the area that remember taking part in the Jamboree.
Well, sure. And I think, too, and that's, I guess, a question. I don't know if you track this data, but Do we draw people from outside of Waukesha or even outside of Waukesha County that come for Jamboree?
Absolutely. We know for certain the geocachers log in. So we do get people coming in from Illinois.
Wow.
We've had people come from northern Wisconsin.
Fantastic.
Since we started doing the Goose Chase Scavenger Hunt, that's an app, and it's some of it is very specific to the city, so you have to be in geographical places in the city. But people were logging in from other states, especially during COVID. We brought that in so that people could get out and do things individually, but still partake.
Okay.
And so there were people in other states playing along as much as they could and thanked us for providing that opportunity.
That's terrific. And so we're drawing from outside of Waukesha, which is terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would imagine they may even be getting a hotel here, right? Or staying overnight in one capacity or another?
People may be doing that. I'm sure people are filling up their gas tanks, eating at our restaurants.
Sure. Downtown was packed, by the way, last night. We went after the fireworks.
Nice.
And it was still, it was really neat to see. Yeah. So
there's definitely an economic impact with the Jamboree. So it's wonderful that we have that reach.
Sure. And then the question I wanted to ask, too, is there's also a strong educational component.
Yes.
And I would imagine that's also somewhere in there gets in these different events gets integrated. Like, here's how you should dress for the weather.
Well,
we certainly be comfortable and safe.
Yes, we certainly put that out there and always hope that people do dress for the weather. And sometimes it's a little bit tough because you're going indoors or outdoors. But just speaking to that educational component, that is a big piece of what we do, both with our events. Waukesha County Parks and Land Use is a huge supporter of the Waukesha Jamboree. Yeah. And they have lots of educational components with the Planetarium and Retzer Nature Center.
Yeah.
So
all great jewels.
Wonderful things in the city. And just all these groups come together to provide all this for almost free. The library has wonderful opportunities. The museum is another participant, the Civic Theater downtown, almost all free events. So it's really great to be able to offer this to the community at no charge.
Sure. You know, I remember a couple years ago during Jamboree when I was alderman, a constituent had been urging me to go to the Elks Lodge, which was in my district.
Yes.
And as part of Jamboree, they're having some live blues. Is there a good, like a live music component as well for this year's Jamboree?
So we have a DJ in our beer gardens. There isn't a live music component. It's a little bit, we've offered that a couple of times, but it's really, it's hard to get the right.
It didn't take.
Yeah, it didn't take. It's hard to get the right number of people coming to support it.
Sure.
So,
but at least you tried it and you're giving people something new. You know, there's the standards, the ones that are big winners and people come out for it, the ice sculpting and the traditional ones, but you're also trying new things and you're experimenting with new items.
Absolutely. And I do take back what I said. There is a live music component on Sunday, our closing day. Nice. The Wisconsin Philharmonic is performing.
Oh, wow.
So
how cool is
that is live music.
I love
and,
it.
And they're performing Carnival of the Animals.
Wow.
That is a free concert for the kids. The adults are asked to pay $10 because it's a big undertaking.
Well, yeah.
But there is an instrument petting zoo for the kids ahead of time. And there's an English and Spanish component to that concert.
Oh, so, cool. And where does that take place?
That is at St. Luke's. The Philharmonic will be performing there on the last
next
day of
to the library, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic.
So yeah, that's the last Sunday of Jamboree.
Oh, great. That's terrific.
Yeah.
And then what's going on at Retzer again? There were a couple items.
So Retzer has a planetarium show that they're offering. They'll be doing crafts. There's campfire stories that they'll be doing out there. Of course, you can always hike the grounds.
Sure.
If we had a little snow, you could do that on snowshoe, but the grounds are beautiful regardless. So
sure.
You can just get out and enjoy Retzer Nature Center.
Okay. That sounds terrific.
And then they've got the animals in there. The kids always love that too.
Sure. So you're hard at work, and I saw some Parks and Rec staff, and they were in their blue jackets, which I thought was great.
Yes.
But you also have a team of volunteers that we can't overlook mentioning.
A lot of
volunteers.
For all
the hard work they do. Yeah. How many?
Oh, you know,
you can estimate.
For Jamboree, I think over the course of the 10 days, there are at least 50 to 60 volunteers.
Okay.
And every event that the city hosts, we have a plethora of volunteers. And they're doing things that we couldn't necessarily do.
Sure.
We've got a wonderful group of volunteer photographers. These are professional photographers that come in and volunteer for us and take all the amazing photos that you see in the activity guide or on our social media. The lot of high school kids come out and are greeters at the event. You may have seen them last night handing out hand warmers to everybody.
Nice.
And they're also helping to facilitate the games and things that you see. So volunteers are a huge piece of what we do.
Sure. Yeah, I know one of your volunteers is County Legislator Michael Crowley.
Yes.
I saw him at a birthday party in December. And
yes.
I was trying to get him on the show because now he's got a new role as president slash CEO. I think it's an executive role for National Kidney Foundation.
Okay.
But we won't be able to have him on until March 4th because he's busy volunteering for Jamboree. And he made that really clear. This is a big priority for him. It's something he looks forward to every year.
We love having him with us. He is an escort with our mascots. So he helps them get around and drives them where they need to be and makes sure that we get some photos. The kids just love seeing them.
Sure.
You probably saw them last night at Lowell and lots of family photos with those mascots.
Wow. That's terrific. Calvin, how are we doing on time here?
We're coming up on 5 minutes.
5 minutes. That's perfect because I also, we need to take another break. We've got a special, as I promised, a special announcement for our small businesses. And I think this will be exciting for Joanna to hear because she relies on a lot of support from small businesses for the many events she puts on, including Jamboree. Civic Media, the parent company for Walk Radio, is really excited. We're excited about our new and growing network of radio stations around the state, promoting our mission of live and local news that's important to us, celebrating people that are special and important to us, like Joanna Adamicki and all her friends at the Parks Department. And so we're doing something big to celebrate the growth of our organization, and it's called the Million Dollar Advertising Giveaway. So this is the chance for small businesses to work with our civic media team to create a radio advertising sponsorship campaign promoting your business for free. So save this application date. It's Thursday, January 26th only. It starts at 9 o'clock a.m. You can find the Civic Media app on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and be part of the conversation happening there. For details on the Million Dollar Giveaway, please go to civicmedia.us/million. That's civicmedia.us/million. So please take a look at that. And for questions, you'll definitely reach out to me in the community or even come by the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue. We'd love to answer any questions you have. We want to support local business as much as we can as part of our mission. So mark that on your calendars. January 26th, it's a Thursday, for Civic Media's Million Dollar Giveaway. So, and speaking of giveaways, all the fun events at Jamboree, most of them are free.
Yes.
Except for, I said, for the Philharmonic, that's $10 well spent, in my opinion.
Right.
Jim Santel from Morning Cannolis just walked in, and I know he loves some class, so we're going to let him know about that.
Good.
So, yeah.
Well, and most of our activities are free because of the wonderful sponsors that we do have. And so many are local businesses.
Sure.
And like you mentioned, Waste Management, they're our presenting sponsor, and we just couldn't do it without all the sponsors that we have.
Raised Grain was a partner in the beer tent?
Absolutely. Raised Grain was a good partner there.
They were selling koozies, right, for a dollar?
Correct.
And the proceeds go to the Parade Memorial Commission.
Yes, and those actually just about sold out last night.
Wow, that's terrific.
So it's been
sounds great.
Wonderful support.
Yeah. And now, like I said, quite a few of these events in the past have sold out.
Yes.
Are there any you want to mention that people miss the mark on so that maybe they can pencil it in for next year?
You know, there are a couple. The hikes at Retzer, that's full. The planetarium shows are full. We do have a family painting opportunity that is full. So that is listed on the website, jamboree.org.
It'll say that it's sold out or it's full. Yeah.
Right.
And so
right.
I see that as a good problem because the level of participation is so high, and mainly from our families and our children.
Yes, absolutely.
So, but again, that's why I wanted to put the plug in. If you've got, you know, especially young children, you know, mark this for next year and get it, you know, sign up for those events so you don't miss out.
Right. But so still so much to do for families and young kids.
So what else is left that you would want to mark out?
Lots of things at the library. They'll be featuring their makerspace next weekend.
Sounds
there's
great.
A reptile show that you can catch there. The Christ the Life, you'll be able to walk on their beautiful grounds and do a self-guided scavenger hunt there.
Sounds
and
great.
I believe they have a raptor show coming in. Fun. So lots of still lots of fun things to do.
That's terrific. So how are we, about 30 seconds, Calvin?
That's right.
Sounds great. Okay, so we'll be going to another break, but in our final segment, we're going to do a deeper dive into some of these available events and talk more with Joanna Edemicki, Special Event Coordinator, Parks and Rec, who's done a great job with our jamboree. So don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues.
What's that?
The why.
This Week in Waukesha, and you're listening to Bob Dylan's The Girl from the North Country, which I think is another great part of our jamboree theme here. If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, and that country fair is Waukesha's Winter Jamboree, Wisconsin's premier winter festival. And during the break, Joanna told me about some can't-miss activities. One is that the YMCA here is free today as part of Jamboree.
Yes, this afternoon.
So take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. There is Trivia Night. Is it at the Beer Garden?
Trivia Night at the Leader of the Pack Beer
Leader
Garden.
Leader of the Pack Beer Garden.
That's right, at Little Park. That's right.
And that's also Club 400 is involved in that as well?
Club 400 is a sponsor of one of our rounds of prizes, as is Raised Grain.
Fantastic.
And TNT Ace Hardware. So great prizes. Trivia is free. Just make some friends, have a team of four, and play along with our trivia.
I love it. And then at the airport, there's some arts and crafts, but there's also a special movie viewing in one of the hangars. What's that?
Right. So our second weekend, the airport has their Come Fly With Me event. So during the day, they'll have activities happening in the airport. You know, most people don't get to Kreitz Field, so it's a great opportunity to go see the facility.
Sure.
And they've got crafts and some concessions there. And then you Saturday night, you can come out and see Top Gun Maverick and watch that actually in an airplane hangar. So how cool is that?
Yeah.
You know, not something you get to do every day.
So a week from today, that would be the 21st in the evening. What time does that start?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. So yeah, so it's, you know, you still have time to do the rest of your night.
Yes. And and plenty of time to enjoy the jamboree during the day next weekend. There's things happening like our CBS 58 chief meteorologist will be coming out, Drew, and doing a weather show at Schutze. So that'll be a fun thing to start the day. The Frosty 5K is always a big event. So whether you're a runner or walker, you can come out to Frame Park and take part in that. Maybe start your fitness challenge for the year.
Is there a fee to participate in that?
There is a fee for that, but there's a T-shirt that you get for early registration.
Nice.
And then you kind of finish the event with a hot chocolate bar. Adult that's signing up, their kids get to do the 1K no charge. So it's always fun to see the kids out there running too.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So still lots of fun things to do. And hopefully it gets a little colder next week. We're looking at maybe some lower temps towards the end of the week.
And maybe some flakes on the ground.
And maybe some flakes. So
frolicking in the snow.
We've all got to shake that snow globe and see if we can get that toboggan run open.
Sure. Oh, yeah. That would really be something.
Yeah, that would be if the kids could get out and do a little
sledding. I've never been down that toboggan run, so I'd love to try that if weather permits.
That should be a bucket list item for you.
It really, yeah. You know, because where I grew up, we had a wonderful county park called Chestnut Ridge, and they had the Mac Daddy of toboggan runs, but it was man-made. It was built. It was like a huge, like, you know, shanty on legs. And
yes.
You went down, it was really, and you went down a gigantic hill. It was fun. But to see one like they have at Lowell, that looks Olympic style.
350 feet of winter fun.
Yeah. So that's great. So, yeah, I hope and I pray that Mother Nature cooperates, and I could do that that toboggan run.
Yes, so, yes, certainly something to try and then talk about later.
And maybe talk myself into that 5K, even if I walk it.
You know, there are lots of walkers. I mean, it's just great to get out. It is timed, so if you're working on some personal goals, it'd be nice to try that out.
Sure. Here's a tricky question. If people have dogs on the leash, can they participate in the walk or not? Would you discourage that, or it's not allowed?
Dogs are not allowed in city parks. There is an ordinance against
that. That's
correct.
So. I forgot all about that.
Right. So, yes.
Okay. So neat. I love it. So what haven't I covered here yet with Jamboree?
There's ice sculpting competition next weekend that we talked about.
Nice.
Fingers crossed that the colder temps are good overnight.
Sure.
We do have ice fishing in Minooka Park next weekend.
Okay.
There's a dog pull. The Malamute Dog Club of Wisconsin will be doing a dog pull in Minooka Park, and that's always fun to see.
A dog, what is that again?
A dog pull.
Okay, and so what is that? I'm not sure what that is.
So they bring out their Alaskan Malamutes, and they compete pulling a weighted sled. And so snow is not required, but they compete as to how much weight they can pull on the sled.
Wow.
So it's really amazing to see the athleticism, if you will, of the dogs. And they're just beautiful.
Okay.
So that's cool to see at Minooka.
Sounds great.
The penguin egg hunt right down the street at the library will be happening.
Oh, fun.
In addition to lots of activities at the library.
Sure.
So, yeah, still,
I love it.
Still lots of fun things to do.
So with the egg hunt, that's something I really want to emphasize is that, because you think festivals and you think party and, you know, a rager, if you will, and you think winter and you think football games on TV and drunken guys with their shirts off and everything. This is not that. This is a really family-friendly festival.
Yes.
With something for everybody.
Yes. Very family-friendly. The egg hunt I mentioned, that's the Rotary Club. They come out and they do that for the kids. And they're volunteers are out there regardless of the weather, making sure that Lil Chill has those eggs out for the kids, and they just love it. So everywhere you go, it's family friendly. There's nothing that isn't.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Calvin, how are we doing on time, sir?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay. So don't forget, stick around because Morning Cannolis is on next with James Santel talking about the latest legal issues of the day affecting us. So stick around. And also don't forget the $1 million giveaway on Thursday the 26th. Please go to civicmedia.us/million if you're a small business and you want to be partners in growth with Walk Radio and Civic Media. And then with Joanna Adamicki here, please take advantage of all the wonderful opportunities in Jamboree over the next 9 remaining days.
And yes.
If someone has a question about the different events, is there someone they can contact via email or phone?
They can certainly call our main office, the Parks, Recreation, and Forestry office.
Sounds at great.
262-524-3737.
Okay.
We have a great website, a new website that we launched this year.
JAMBOREE.org.
Jamboree.org. That's right.
I love it.
Then, of course, city social media, City of Waukesha on Facebook.
Sure.
We've got lots of interaction with the public there, too, and happy to answer questions.
I love it. So, Joanna Adamicki, I can't thank you enough. Special event coordinator, Parks and Rec, the leader of the pack as far as the Jamboree goes.
The corraller of the pack. How about that?
Well, very grateful for your time this morning. I know you've got a busy next 9 days. I hope you have some vacation time planned after that.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Best of luck with the rest of Jamboree. And folks, please take advantage of Wisconsin's premier winter festival here in the Shaw. Thanks again for joining us today. Please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Bye for now, and see ya!